Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Happy Open Line Thursday, Junks listeners in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, wherever you might be with that free Odyssey app. We thank you for listening. We are the Junks on a Thursday morning. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. I'm joined by Eric Bickle this morning.
Good morning. Hello. How are you, Ricky?
I'm good. Hope you're well.
Hanging in there.
John Paul Flame with the City Edition of the Wizards hoodie, brought to you by Jim Van Stone.
What's up, Cakes?
Good morning. Good morning. And back, Jason Bishop.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Cakesy?
Jason Bishop is back.
By the way, did you see right again? Tiger Woods' debut draws higher ratings than league's opening night.
Yeah, I saw that. What was confusing is I thought the opening night had 3 million viewers, because then I read this article and it said there was only 1 million viewers.
I think they're taking the average viewership and the total viewership. So I think the first time they said...
1 million makes more sense, because that's more in the ballpark of that Duke-UNC game, which I saw. Because originally when I saw the 3 million, I was like, man, that's a monster rating. That's like triple that's a college basketball
game. That's the difference. I think they're saying total viewers was 3.2 versus average, right, over. So I think that's what it was.
Still and a good number.
This average was 9% over the last one. It just shows that Tiger draws...
Yeah.
Draws.
Eric, where is that facility?
It's in Florida.
Florida.
Is it in Orlando or Jupiter?
Yeah.
Was it the Palm Gardens? Is that it?
I don't
Does that
know.
Sound something?
I think it's in the West Palm Beach area.
Yeah. Sounds
what
right.
Were you gonna say, Drabby?
I'm all for you getting the back patting machine now, but you can't state obvious things that are going to happen and then pat your back.
Why? You disputed me.
Who?
Cakes? I thought it was going to go down.
I didn't hear that.
90, yeah, he said it was going to go down.
Who? That would be crazy. Somebody to think that the Tiger debut wouldn't be bigger than...
I don't think I said it would go down.
Well, JP and I had a thing going.
Yeah.
It was between JP and I.
I'm surprised. Just my personal opinion was I watched it the first time and I didn't think there'd be as much interest. I think it'll die down, but also I thought that it was at 3 million viewers and it really wasn't.
Well, total. I mean, it just depends on what they decide to promote. I think that's the difference, because they said the last time it did.
Well,
like
Tuesday
nine.
Night's it's a perfect night to do it.
Just a dead zone.
It's a good night. Listen, they got a lot of tweaking as far as I'm concerned. There's so much left
When I watched it, it's so chaotic. I mean, Tiger can't even hear Matt Barry talking to him.
Yeah,
I mean, they're talking to each other. And Matt Barry's trying to ask questions.
Well, they should even eliminate the Matt Barry, because that guy adds nothing. All right, he's a good broadcaster. But he doesn't have any interesting thing to say. Just mic the players and listen to them talking to each other. You know, that would be interesting.
Hey, look, it beat TNT's game. Now, I don't know who's watching the Cavaliers-Pacers game on TNT in January.
Nobody. Degenerate gamblers. That has to be the core of the audience.
And then they had a Nuggets-Mavs game that started at 9:35. Of course, Mavericks don't have Luka or Kyrie Irving right now.
Yeah, no one's going to watch that.
But there's so many different. I mean, the number one thing that it kills me the most is the lack of data. They have all this data out there, and they're not putting it out there for the nerds. It makes me crazy.
You're definitely craving that. You need that.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I also think it puts in perspective. It makes it more impressive when you see the numbers, just basic numbers. When you just see like ball speed, club head speed, the length of their drives, you know, those kind of things. They're just basic things they're not putting out there.
Apparently, Kyrie did play. So toss that out. But here's an interesting number. Remember, Duke was on, and they continued with the TGL match, even though it was 10-1 or 11-1, and didn't go to the Duke-Miami game, if people were interested in watching Cooper Flag. Well, that game only drew 587,000 viewers. So
like doubled it.
Basically doubled it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Tiger Woods moves the needle unlike anyone else.
Still, yeah. I wonder if he's going to – I mean, when's that going to end?
Him moving the needle?
I don't know.
When he gets like gross. I was thinking about it. I was driving in.
I mean, Mike Tyson did against Jake Paul. So sometimes these guys who are legends, they're going
to
continue
to
draw
about them.
Exactly. Forever.
Yeah. But like, think about it. You know, Tiger appears to want to play on the senior tour. To what extent, I don't know. But, you know, he looks pretty freaking great at 49. He looks great. Like, physically. Keeping himself in great shape.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a point where he gets that belly and he just kind of falls apart a little bit. He's not going to look like a brick S-house his entire life.
I think he'll still be there. You'll still be there.
You think? Even when he's dumpy?
Will.
When he looks like freaking Lee Trevino?
I think you'll still be grasping.
I might. But I mean, will the rest of the public be as interested?
I don't know.
When he physically, truly starts to completely fall apart like the rest of us. I don't know. Anyway, I had a wild day yesterday. I lost my appeal on getting my mom to stay at the thing. I was livid. I actually lost my S for a moment, started cursing in front of the personnel there. I didn't curse at them, but I said, like, this is BS.
Under your breath?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't say, like,
people at the rehab center? Because they're not the ones that make the call, are
they? Correct, correct. But I was explaining to them, I was like, this is bull S. She can't do any of this S.
Did you call her the C word?
No. But I didn't direct it at them, but it was my anger was like...
They were the shrapnel.
Palpable.
Your emotions got the best of you. It's a very emotional situation for you.
You're trying to... Put yourself in my situation.
Oh no, I trust me. I saw my dad deal this with his mom for years.
So we're in there, and I have no idea what's going on. When my mom falls, breaks her hip, in a hospital, go to rehab center. Okay, all sounds great. We don't know the process, right? It's all new for us. I mean, I've been to rehab centers. I've been to all this stuff, but I don't know how long it takes someone to rehab. So I ask people. Kind of ask around, well, what's the average stay? What are we looking at here? They say, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks, right? I'm thinking, okay, 4 to 6 weeks. That's
reasonable.
Kind of reasonable. Yeah. Makes sense. And then like 3 or 4 days later, I get something from Medicare or whatever, and it says, she's going to, at 21 days, they're going to stop paying, but then you're okay because your mother has a backup insurance, and then that's going to kick in for 80% of it, and then she's only on the hook for 20%. And by the way, it's like staying at the Ritz-Carlton every night, how much they charge.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay? It's an outrageous amount.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, we at least got 21 days. We don't have to sweat anything. Out of nowhere, I get a letter 2 days ago saying she's getting kicked out on the 16th. Right?
Which is that's today.
Today's the last night that they pay for actually getting kicked out tomorrow.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And I go, that's only 14 days. And they go, but don't worry, you could appeal. You could appeal. Trust me, you could appeal. So I do the silly appeal. I find out. They say, yep, sorry, your appeal denied. Third-party doctor reads it, whatever. And then I'm exploding because they say all these things on the PT sheet that she can allegedly do.
But she can't.
Three-quarters of that stuff I've never seen her do. Yep. Like, it's impossible. Start losing my mind. I'm going, this is freaking BS. What is going on here?
Did the appeal-
all of a sudden, I have a social worker in. I had an army of people in. Mm-hmm. I had top nurse was in, doctor in, PT person in the room, all of them in the room because the crazy son was, raising a stink. And
I'm guessing nobody knew who you were.
What do you mean in the sense of like I'm on the radio or something? Yeah, yeah. Oh, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Because that could have helped.
I don't think it could have helped because it's a...
Was it a denial? Was the appeal denied by the insurance company or the facility?
By Medicare.
Insurance company.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not even Medicare. It's the second party because the way my mom's insurance is, they actually told me yesterday, Medicare would... If she was only on Medicare, she actually would have still been in there.
Mm-hmm.
But this backup insurance that she has, it's all confusing. They kick people out on 14 days no matter what. Doesn't matter what you say. They do it by an algorithm. They kick you. Why are you guys laughing at me? This is like real trauma I'm going through.
Luigi Bickle.
Luigi's on to something. Luigi's on to something.
It took me a second there.
Deny, delay, defend.
It's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. They want to send her home.
And she can't.
And then they said all these things that she could do. She's recovering from a broken hip. And She can't do any of that stuff alone. I'm like, show it, do it, go to the bathroom by yourself and just get it, take the walker from here to mm-hmm. the toilet, mm-hmm. sit on the toilet, take all your stuff off, put it all on, get back up and go, do it in front of all the nurses.
Yeah,
can't
do it. They know it.
Yeah, they know. I'm sure they know
can't
it.
Do it.
They probably see it all the time.
They have to know it.
And
they're there with her every day.
And they said, and they you know, it's just, it was a wild day. The people at the facility are nice. It's out of their control. But so much is out of your control when you're dealing with these kinds of issues. I don't know.
I guess you got to get on the phone with the insurance company.
I believe there's nothing I could do, Jason. They're kicking my ass. Other than I could just pay.
Yeah.
I could just pay, $600.
But maybe it'll make you feel better, even though they'll still deny her.
Oh, no.
Just to tell them to F off.
No, I've been on the phone with people.
Yeah. Did you tell them to F off 100 times?
No. But I'll show you how insane it is. They're sending her home tomorrow. And they won't even let me get her up from the chair to walk.
They have to do it.
They have to
They
got
to take her to the front door.
Right.
No, I can't walk her anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said I have to be trained how to walk her. So I'm going today at 2 p.m. to be trained. Like I need training.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, train me how to do that. Meanwhile, you're sending her home, and I gotta do everything.
Yeah. Well, they know. They know she shouldn't be going home. They know that.
A catastrophe.
Yep. It's the insurance, man.
It's a lot, man. But we'll make it through. We'll fight.
I did that same thing with now much lesser level, but with my our dental insurance mm-hmm. for my daughter. My daughter needed a procedure,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't going to cover it. And I called the dental company, Delta Dental, and I completely effed them off a million times. And the woman was, she wasn't even in this country.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She was probably somewhere in Colombia
mm-hmm.
or El Salvador. And she had no idea. She didn't even understand. And I kept telling her, you effing suck. Because I was so pissed off that they wouldn't cover this.
Mm-hmm.
And she has no control over
sure.
it. And I asked to speak to managers. I want to talk to your manager.
Mm-hmm.
So the manager got on, and she was from another country.
Right.
So I'm just going off, and it made me feel a little bit better, even though they still denied it.
Yeah.
And I had to mm-hmm. come out of pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing you could do. You're just,
there's nothing you can do.
I mean, I could just pay for it, you know, myself or take it out of my mom's money or whatever, but mm-hmm. I mean.
Trying to avoid whatever. That. That money's got to last for a while.
It's a crazy day, but yeah, I gotta go. I'll be over there at the rehab center getting trained how to use a walker.
I mean, which you already know how to do.
But I've been dealing with that for 2 years already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just crazy.
Real life intersects with the show, which yeah. sucks.
Yeah.
All right. It is an Open Line Thursday. You're welcome to call us throughout the show, 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor Lister Lines. We'll get into the Junk Sports page when we come back.